Hi, this is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Imani Taylor, and I'm here with Sam, a grad student at RPI. How are you today, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a grad student at RPI in studying computer science, and that's pretty much it.
Cool. Would you say that you grew up in the computer era?
Well, I guess probably. So I'm 21 years old, so I think that's pretty firmly within the computer era, but I didn't really have much computer access when I was young, so maybe sort of in between.
When you say you didn't have much computer access, could you expand on that?
Yeah, so I just did not really have access to a computer. So I knew about computers and that I had access to them at public libraries and things like that, but I never really had personal computer access until I was maybe 12 or 13.
So how did you start getting into computers and now being a computer science major? What made you want to study them?
So I think I had a different perspective on computers than people who maybe were more exposed to them, in that I never really saw them as maybe magical, like they were just sort of tools. And I just really wanted to, they seemed useful and versatile, and I wanted to learn as much as I could.
Okay. How old were you when you got your first cell phone, and what kind of phone was it?
So I think my first cell phone I bought myself when I was in high school. And just like a track phone thing.
And do you have a cell phone now?
Yep, I'm still buying new track phones every few years because it's just the most convenient thing.
How do you use your phone now and differently from when you first got one?
Probably pretty much the same. I travel a lot for my work now, so I have to be a little more on top of things there. But mostly just calls.
Okay. And what about a computer? You said you had access to computer labs growing up, but did you ever use a computer in school?
Nope. Yeah, my school, my education was pretty not very computer focused, so I didn't really have computer classes in elementary, middle, high school, or really no exposure.
So if I asked you 10 years ago if you thought this is where you'd be studying computer science at RPI, would you believe me?
Probably not. It was definitely not my not the plan when I was 10 years old.
So how would you say technology has impacted your life?
So like positively, negatively, or just in general?
Whatever you feel like sharing.
I think technology has had a mostly negative impact on my life. I think I would still be doing the same thing that I'm doing now if technology were not in the state it was. I think it could be done in a healthier way than it is.
That kind of leads into my next question, which is about social media. Are you on social media?
No, I don't interact with social media at all.
And gathering by your previous comments, I'm guessing you think it has a negative impact on people.
I think maybe not so much. I think it's the ways that people communicate are unhealthy sometimes, but it's not necessarily the fault of like some malicious intent like behind the means of communication. It's like the people who make things bad.
So if technology has had primarily a negative impact on your life, why are you so invested in it?
Pays the bills. So I don't know. I guess I'm pretty good at it, and I like math a lot, and I would probably like math regardless, and this gives me a way to pursue a very mathy career without being a starving artist type.
Okay, well, that's basically all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add in relation to computers or technology at all?
I don't think so. I think that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Sam.
Thank you.